As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Good morning, I'm Karen Moscow, along with Tom Keene and Scarlett Fu, and the opening bell brought to you by SEI. Imagine when asset management servicing is unconstrained by infrastructure. See how SEI's global operating platform can be your catalyst for business expansion at seic.com/imagine. Stocks higher at the open, the S&P 500 up 0.3% or 6 points to 1957. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.3% or 43 points to 16,755. And the NASDAQ up 0.7% or 32 points to 46.14. 10-year Treasury down 14 32nds. The yield 1.76%. The yield on the 2-year 0.76%. NYMEX crude oil up 3.9% or $1.29 to $34.36 a barrel. And COMEX gold is down 0.9% or $11.40 to $12.27.30 an ounce. The euro $1.0968 and the yen 113.59. Tom and Scarlett.
Karen, thanks so much. Peter Arment of Stern AG will join us here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes on Honeywell UTX. UTX up us 2 points, 100.03 on UTX. And we've got a lot to say about that coming up on our next block. Right now, I love talking to Kevin Giddes. He's with Morgan Keegan and a part of Raymond James. And it's about fixed income. And what I love, Kevin, is you're in the trenches. What is the backstory right now to all of our audience that needs to find yield? What's the dumb thing you see going on right now?
You know, we are being – it's rare that the bond market likes to think of itself as a leader in both movement and prices. And right now it is following. It's following oil prices like every other market's following oil prices. So we're kind of getting our cues from what happens overnight on oil prices to see how the equity market goes, because that's going to determine where interest rates are headed. So
where do interest rates go if oil breaks down further?
Lower. It's a pretty clean trade right now. We're seeing interest rates go up when oil goes up overnight and equity markets have good openings or good beginnings. And as the day goes on, we're pretty reactionary to that. But the auctions, if you look at the auctions over the last five auctions, yeah, tremendous interest, globally interest in the Treasury auctions because of a lack of inflation, a Fed that's now sitting on its hands, and yields that on comparables against German bonds, against Japanese bonds, tremendous yield pickup, and that's where the money's flowing in.
Kevin, connect the dots for us for why oil is the leading indicator for the bond market. I mean, oil should be trading, and it is trading often, on supply concerns, not demand. But
right,
why is it the proxy for global demand? What about the transmission mechanism makes it a leading indicator?
It's a proxy for inflation, primarily, and for growth. And so as oil falls, global economies suffer, and as those economies suffer, we have a double effect of both the lack of inflation and a lack of growth, which puts the Fed in a position that they can't really tighten. So I don't care whether they sing the song of economic growth, which is moderate, inflation around the corner, which it isn't, or the fact that they're going to raise, the lyrics aren't being heard by the bond market.
So to what extent are sovereign wealth funds that have no choice but to sell down some of their holdings to raise cash, how much are they driving some of this panic?
Well, I think, again, believe it or not, the reach for yield, whether it's sovereign growth funds or just global investors in general, is coming back to the U.S. Treasury market because of the yield pickup and the other, as we lay out these scenarios of inflation, it's just the better place to be. So we can have a disconnect, which is why we're seeing a flattening curve.
If you have, you know, price and yield, if yields are low and you suggest they could even go lower, you've got retail. Small guys, they're just trying to make a coupon, whatever category of bond.
Right.
And if you say, look, it's priced at 98, You got to hold your breath and hope for 99. That's a tenuous strategy for a lot of smaller investors.
Yeah, it really is. I think
how do you hedge that day to day in your portfolio?
Well, I think, you know, you find a middle range. So it may be a cop out, but 5 to 7 years gives you enough yield against the curve. It insulates you a little bit from any potential Fed move.
Mm-hmm.
And quality is the key here. So you have to ride it out in quality. And so if you have a
even
tax record.
Even in the corporate space.
Corporate space, high quality corporate space, yes. But I would rather go to taxable munis or munis in general for yield.
Still, even with this is important, folks. Even with a muni pop of last year, you're going to tell people those value and GOs and revenues?
Yeah, absolutely. In quality because taxable equivalent yields are some 100 to 120 basis points better. We're still whether it's 90% or 95% versus 105% of taxables, we're there.
So. The problem is you and I are talking like we've got two martinis in our hand at the Monkey Bar at 4 p.m. on a Friday. Let me translate that, folks. After tax treatment, you can pick up 1 to 1.2 percentage points of yield in tax freeze versus the corporate debacle in taxables right now. And this is from a guy with a taxable heritage. Ms. Fu, dive in here.
What is the number one question that your clients are asking you that they won't let go of, that they just keep hammering home on?
Yeah, if you remember, November, December, and into the first of the year, most of our clients, as predicted by the Fed, were looking for higher interest rates. So they expected savings rates to go up, and they expected opportunity with their cash to buy into higher yields. The question we're asking now is, they're asking us now is when is that going to happen again? Because all I've seen since the first of the year is a drop of about 40 basis points in yield from the 10-year. So we started the year at about a 217, and here we are at about a 1.75. Mm-hmm. Their main question is, why do I keep investing in the bond market? And two, when are yields going to go up where I can put this cash to work?
And how do you give them an answer that when we all have no clue what's going to happen next with oil?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's been very good at predicting both economic growth and when the Fed will raise rates, and even the Fed themselves, they almost have to look back at their move in December and think, you know, was that the right move? Maybe it was. But we're going to have to see another $10-$15 out of oil up. And we're going to have to see something other than 1.5% on a core PCE rate for the Fed. It's going to have to be really turning that corner towards 2% on inflation before we see these higher yields.
When I look at yield, and you know, someone like Bill Gross suggesting financial repression continues, I do believe inflation matters. Right now, very low. What's our real yield? Do we have financial repression until you and I are ancient?
I don't think so. I don't think that we're, I hope that we're not headed towards, Japan's economy and interest rate structure. But we are seeing a pretty significant move towards a flatter curve, and that probably concerns me more than anything right now is that, we've gone from about 140 basis points to 100 basis points between
the
2 years.
Tens.
Twos, the tens, right. So.
You're dazzled, I know that, huh? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
2 cents.
Yeah.
We flattened out.
Yeah.
What's it mean?
Well, it means that right now that it means there's a disconnect between what short rates are, the perception of short rates are currently versus where long rates and investors are putting their money. And it is the difference between economic growth and inflation right now.
This has been great. Kevin Gittes, thank you so much.
Tom, thank you.
Really, really appreciate it. With Raymond James and Morgan Keegan. Peter Arment coming up with Stern Agee, formerly with Gleacher, and this is on something that all of a sudden has become interesting. I'm sort of like, yeah, Honeywell UTX, I get it, and back and forth. But Scarlett, with a 108, all of a sudden we go into the weekend with another interesting transaction.
Absolutely. And in fact, Peter Arment had written a note today that had said a $1.08 share offer clearly not enough for management and shareholders.
Yeah.
And at least $115 a share, quote, could be enough. He sees a lengthy process that could extend to 2017 before being resolved.
And I this will be my chart for Monday on Bloomberg Television. You get a first look on Bloomberg Radio. I put it out on Bloomberg Radio Plus. The 20-year trend on UTX, the center tendency is $125 per share, which gets you right to where Scarlett was talking about. The Dow ups 86. The VIX lower 18, a bull market 18.46.
This hour of surveillance is brought to you by Mazda White Plains. Visit Mazda White Plains. CNN.com. Let's go to John Tucker now for our news headlines. John?
Well, Scarlett and Tom, the final GOP debate before Super Tuesday was a knockdown, drag-out affair. All in Houston, and among the highlights, Marco Rubio getting under frontrunner Donald Trump's skin. For Rubio, it was a moment of political turnaround, since it was Rubio who got flustered during a New Hampshire debate when then-candidate Chris Christie accused him of repeating himself. Authorities say it wasn't terrorism yesterday evening, but another workplace mass shooting near Wichita, Kansas. An employee of XL Industries opened fire at the plant. At least four people are dead, including the gunman. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, a Republican, has bowed out of consideration for the U.S. Supreme Court as the partisan divisions hardened over filling the vacancy left by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. And German beer brewers, who of course pride themselves on using nothing but pure water, hops, malt, and yeast to deliver a level of purity enshrined in a 500-year-old law, are now rejecting a study that found traces of a weed killer in all 14 beer brands that were put under the microscope, the group responding to a study by the Munich Environmental Institute. Global news, 24 hours
news
a day.
News you can use.
Yeah, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus around the world. I'm John Tucker. I'll just stick with the red wine.
Yeah, the Clydesdales. You can go with the Clydesdales. Hmm. John Tucker, thank you so much. Bull market, very attractive. 16,782 with the VIX, 19.01. Next, Honeywell, United Technologies, Bloomberg Surveillance.
Bloomberg Surveillance is brought to you by Bank of America Merrill Lynch's Global Cash Management Solutions, helping you manage, protect, and invest your global cash wherever the road to growth leads. That's the power of global connections. Bank of America, North America, member FDIC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.